Good to go. Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. If you guys will stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Ms. Rush, if you'll do a roll call and establish a quorum.
Yes, ma'am. Christine Matthews.
Here.
Spencer Priest.
Here.
Kimberly Guido, not here as of yet. James Clark.
Present.
Jennifer Lamb.
Here.
Jeremy Fluken, from the department.
Sorry, I'm just going for it, guys. There we go.
Mar, Sorrow, here.
I am.
Jennifer Enfield.
Here.
Maya Candy.
Here.
Sherry Brooks.
She's in the car, she's gone.
Hending. Susan Keeble.
Here.
Kelly Deshawn. All right, we're good to go, we have one.
Okay. So, rest of the housekeeping, anybody have any conflict of interest that they need to declare? Seeing none, I'll move on. Do we have any requests to address the committee?
No, ma'am.
Okay, great. I'd like to pause here a minute in the agenda and let's take a minute to welcome our newest member to the committee. Now, she has been attending, you attended a couple meetings already.
Starting in November, right?
Yeah.
Or October, yeah.
Yeah, so she's been in the gallery, just the process it took to officially get her. So we welcome Maya Sandy from Texas A&M Galveston. If you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing there.
Yeah, so I'm the new Career Services Coordinator at Texas A&M Galveston. I replace Jeffrey English. So some of my responsibilities include career counseling for our college students. I'm putting together our career fairs now. We do some different professional development workshops, so lots of different things could come my way.
Good. Welcome. Well, welcome. We're excited to have you here and definitely have a representative of Texas A&M Galveston here.
Yeah,
so,
thank
and
you.
Then you have the list of us, of
yes.
Who we are, but if you have any questions for us, feel free to ask us. Okay, moving on. Discussion and approval of the meeting minutes from January 11th.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay, James moves.
I'll second.
Spencer seconds. Any discussion? Can't talk this way. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's good. Okay, recap of the 2023 Ball High Elective Fair.
Overall, I'd say it was a great success. We had a lot of industry representation. The event, Jennifer, was very well done. I wanted to say that, put that on the table. We had interaction with students and parents. We also had a lot of community interaction, which I think was interesting because it gave them an opportunity either to understand what we were trying to do and become knowledgeable on that, or we had some retirees asking about employment. So we did a little bit of definite recruiting for different employers while we were there. So Mar and Jennifer and James, anything else?
You nailed it.
Okay. So I would say definitely something that we would look at repeating if you do that format next year or that type of event next year.
And so I guess all I would add is that we tested working with the Chili Supper and it worked perfectly. I would suggest we continue that relationship. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they, I know
they said
Dr. Matthews and I already talked about trying to just keep it almost scheduled just because even people from the community, you know, that I've seen have talked about, you know, that they didn't even realize that we had some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of, to me, it was a win-win because as the community's coming through, we even had some parents that were like, oh, tonight's the elective fair? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, oh, well, we're here to pick up chili. I'm like, well, you can also. So, so we did have, you know, parents. And then there were some parents that they were very honest. And they were like, look, I really just need to pop in and pick up some information about this and this and get my chili because I've got a, you know, something else. And with the games being postponed from the night before because of the storms that were coming, I know that we technically in the district only had the one event, but we ended up having four events on the same night because things that were scheduled for the night before got pushed back. So I know that, you know, moving forward, hopefully if we don't have any of those, you know, weather, you know, incidents again, I think that the turnout would be even better than what it was, you know. As far as, I mean, it was a great turnout, but I'm saying as far as, like, more people there for popping into more of the different sessions and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's very hard when you've got science fair awards that got moved, and so all your, you know, parents are there doing that if their kids are there, and there were three or four different basketball games, mm-hmm. and, you know, so it does makes people choose, yeah. you know, where they're going to be. You
yeah.
know? So.
Well, from the Rotary side of it, you know, they picked that date. That was probably picked in August. So the powers that be in the Rotary Club, I could say, well, let's coordinate it. I think that last week of January is good. And even if we wanted to say the fourth Wednesday in January, it's mm-hmm. it. But, I mean, we're not married to Wednesdays. We could do Tuesdays or Thursdays. We've done it at different times. But as far as the club was concerned, yeah. It was great, you know, walking up and down. And,
mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, so.
I just had feedback from American Liberty. We mm-hmm. had our corporate HR come down. Loved the event and all that. I think if we invite some more HR-type representatives, they might actually get some, learn more about Galveston. Because mm-hmm. not everyone's good. Based here. Not everybody gets out in the community either. Our hotels that do have HR. So, but it was a good event. We got good feedback from him.
Good.
So, Ms. Ittenfeld, from the Ball High point of view, what is there anything else different you need from this committee and this committee members, our participation in it? Can you think of anything different you would prefer us to do?
No. I mean, I thought it was great. I tried to put, when I was strategically placing people, I was trying to put, like, y'all in the library, like, up towards the front, like, when people checked in, so that as people came in, that was some of their first stops, you know, so they could get books, they could sit down and talk to people before they got all the way in, and then, you know, so I guess it would just be, you know, if there was a different location that y'all wanted or anything like that, then we would definitely just, you know, make sure that we took care of that for y'all, you know.
So those of you that man the desk, did y'all get enough exposure, enough traffic, or would y'all rather be somewhere else?
There was a lot of traffic. It was a little congested at times, yeah. but otherwise it was good.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it was good, too, because we touched so many different parts mm-hmm. of the community. Most people were like, what are you guys doing here?
Yep.
Is this part of the supper? And we're like, no, we're here for elected night. Come talk to us. You know? So it was a good opportunity to touch several different areas of the community.
Well,
and the cookies were a hit.
Yeah.
I mean,
cookies are always a
you
hit.
You can't go wrong with bringing desserts ever.
No. I give Ms. Edenfield credit for that because, like I said, the Rotary meeting was set long ago, and then when she was looking for the date of the elective fair, she was like, hey, let's put it together. I'll tell you from the club, but first, like, okay, we'll try it. We'll see. And then it worked. It worked out fabulously. It worked out great. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else you want on that?
No, I think so.
Okay.
Good morning, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good morning.
Can you hear us, Kimberly? Hi.
Can you all hear me?
We can, yep. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was having a little technical difficulty.
Well, we're glad
I couldn't get the computer to pull up the link, but the phone did, so sorry it's so jumbled.
No problem. Glad you could participate.
Yes, it was the life of a virtual world.
Yeah. Okay, next agenda item, review seasonal recruiting plan and materials targeted at students and hospitality programs.
So what I'd really like to do today is get an idea from each of you on how best to get your seasonal jobs in front of the hospitality program students. You know, for some employers, it may, we talked about doing a flyer with the different HR contacts on it so that you could hand it to somebody and they could have people to reach out to. Questions on are your jobs already posted on websites or that type of thing. And for those that do a lot of seasonal hires, you know, is there a benefit possibly to working with Mrs. Rooks to see if you could get in front of some of the classes or with the Career Center at the colleges to see how we could get in, you know, actually people in front of students. So, and then Mrs. Rooks, if you could give us an idea of how many students do you think would be looking for summer jobs? Because that was kind of one of the things we talked about earlier in the year, was trying to ensure that if there was a hospitality student that wanted a job, that we could match them up with something. So I guess that'd be a good starting point. Any idea what percentage of the students look for summer positions?
Understanding that we're not looking at freshmen that are 14, right, correct? I think the youngest hiring age right now is 15.
15, probably so.
So 14 or 15 you can hire. They fall in the same category for state law.
Okay. But as of now,
and then it eases we up after 15. 16.
15, yeah. Correct.
Maybe just a maturity level.
So yeah. I would venture to say probably a good 50 students.
50, okay. And from the industry partner standpoint, what are your thoughts on getting your information in front of those students?
I know we go out to the school during lunch and have a recruiting table, and that's where we have a lot of success.
Okay.
And then we also come to the job fair, which hopefully
y'all are going to
do again.
I see the job fair was a huge success for us as well.
Who does the job fair?
Me? Okay. What job fair?
It was in the gym, if I'm not mistaken.
It's in the lower gym. Yeah.
Okay.
Was it
wonderful?
Was it?
It's in the lower gym.
I would say March, April.
April, I think.
Yeah.
And they do it for the whole day, so I think they were coming in with, was it history or one of the
English
somebody? Yeah.
But I would like to.
So do we need a schedule one? I'm sorry, Ms. Rooks, to interrupt. Like the last March and April. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I believe it was a project directed by Dr. Gibson, because he wanted students that wanted to be employed for the summer, and so I know it was kind of a push of his last year when we participated, because that was my first one.
I was gonna say, I think it had even been
before that. Okay.
But I think it was extended under him.
Traditionally, it is the teachers bringing their students during the English class, and speaking very honestly, the fallacy that I have seen in the past is that students are not prepared mentally for coming, that they're going to be speaking to people about jobs, and it's more like, okay, let's just go do this kind of thing, and y'all can attest from being there that the kids just kind of stand around, they walk around to see what freebies they can get, and some do apply, some do talk, but not a great deal. My recommendation would be that the students, perhaps in their elective course, part of our TEKS is getting them to do resumes and being prepared for job interviews and stuff, and have that be a preliminary aspect of the classroom prior to going that, and then instructing them in a way that they are going to be presenting themselves in an interview and making it a more professional endeavor.
And if I remember correctly, this last year they had a form with a series of questions, and they had to choose three of them or something that they had to ask us sign off on, that they attended, they were there,
right.
They, you know, asked
having them
questions.
Do their resume, which is already something they should have been working on, and you know, perhaps bringing in just immensely preparing them in more of a professional manner for that professional interaction and training them, I think would be a good thing.
So I do know that Schlitterbahn has reached out to us, and they're doing kind of the same thing that you did in the right around the holiday season, is they're coming 2 days and setting up a table inside the cafeteria with different jobs that they have available. And so like kids can, you know, just swing by, pick up some paperwork, that type of thing. And so, you know, I've just kind of coordinated that with the high school as far as like, are there particular dates that work for y'all based on testing and this, that, and the other. I actually, right before this, I had a meeting with Workforce Solutions from the Texas City office. And so they have come to us, or they came to me and are asking to meet with kids like in groups of between 10 and 15, and they want to work with them on soft skills, how to do a resume, things like that. But they're really wanting the graduating seniors, because they really want to be able to help prepare them for, okay, what is your next step, mm-hmm. you know, once you get out of high school. But the thing is that they were saying that they have, I guess, a list of what they consider to be their hot jobs. And so they turn around and they work with those kids on making sure that they have employment somewhere. So that kind of backs up to your resume piece, because I know that sometimes that's what happens. Like, you have a job fair and the kids are not, they don't have a resume. They're walking around and it's like, okay, well, can I just have an application? Can I get an application? And that type of thing. And maybe they might submit one or two. But this is obviously news to me.
Surprise.
So, yeah, no idea that this occurred. Now, so I guess I'm going to have to find out some more information on how this all kind of happened or the process of whatever. But I think if we're talking about, I guess, a job fair, is it just seasonal work, or is it more of like, okay, maybe it could start off as seasonal and get hired on full time, or will we have like almost like two separate pots? Like, here's our seasonal jobs, but then here are jobs that we're actually currently looking for and we need this particular type of background.
We do both.
Okay.
It's a mixture, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it really depends on the student. When they come to us, one of the first questions is, what kind of position are you looking for? Mm-hmm. Seasonal, long-term, and then we go from there.
Because mm-hmm. I know one of the things that, even when I was talking with Workforce Solutions this morning, was that right there is the first question, is that they ask them, what type of job are you looking for? Because you need to really know within yourself what you're looking for, because then those are the jobs that you need to be applying for, not just randomly applying for every job that's available. Like, if you're geared towards this, then that's the area that you need to focus on, because it, you know, we will work and help you get to that point.
Like, clearly they all need to work in this industry so we can teach them life skills.
Yes. So, okay. Interesting.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So we'll put that on your to-do, your very short to-do list, right? And, if it comes to fruition, let us know how we can help. Now, I don't know that this would be something that we would have a table out, or individually y'all would, because y'all are almost competing at that point. Like, you want to...
But let me ask this, though. Like, is it... Because I know y'all kind of threw out, like, March, April. When y'all talk about like seasonal work, like maybe for example over at Moody, like what is the time frame that you want them to be hired by?
So lifeguards, I know they're trying to get them hired starting early April, end of March, somewhere in there, because they're going to be opening up beginning of May. So they've got to get them trained and ready. So usually we'll start hiring some by spring break, just to get to work spring break. But then the real crunch starts end of March into mid-April, early April.
Because ideally we all want by Memorial weekend.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Fully staffed. All the way through.
Let's say, even before that, because I think school's going out even earlier and earlier.
I will say Santa Fe just did their big high school job fair, and they had it at the end of January, which was a little early because I don't think students are thinking about mm-hmm. summer employment yet. Mm-hmm. But
we had the committee had talked to, I think it was when Kelly Tishon was here at a meeting, about a job board, and we can do that very complicated. We talked about a Facebook page that you can go but I also think there's an easy way to do it, maybe if the park board's willing, of like, there's a website that has a link to all of y'all's website. So in other words, we don't have to know if you have four jobs or three mm-hmm. jobs. You just keep the link updated that we put in there, and then this is the park board's website, and there we list all the employers, and then click if I want to work with you, or click and you go down and stuff like that, and then you are responsible for keeping your own job postings mm-hmm. current. And mm-hmm. That's not as sophisticated as we talked about, like a Facebook to go to find out, hey, I could put something in, but that might be a quick fix of just like Ms. Rook's students. We'd say, you got to go to that website, you know, and then, you know, why do I got to go to that website? And there's,
I mean,
all
I could even incorporate that into the classroom teaching of my principals, where they, because in my program in principals, that's when they start working on their online resume, and they're to keep it updated through their 4 years.
Yeah.
So I could incorporate that as part of our practice work.
And you know, when you have job postings, then somebody's responsible to maintain them. And I have to go and check, and if you filled that position, I got to take it down. But you keep yours updated, and you keep yours updated. And so just like a page that has, look at all the job opportunities. Yes. Click here. Click these different
That'd be great.
The only recommendation
like
I would make is that
to be able to
on that master link page, that the link for the business is something that takes them straight to like an application site.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if you make it where it goes to the general site and then they gotta search and find, you're gonna lose them.
Right.
That you got two clicks before they get distracted and run off.
Well, that's where I think we would rely on the employers to send us the link.
Yeah, that's what I'm
like,
saying. That's what you're saying. Like,
you would say what link you want.
When you set it up, when you're getting business partners to join that list, tell them specifically, like, we need that direct link to the application site, not to your main website, which then they're going to get lost in, and then it's going to be non-productive.
Right.
So will you check with Kelly and see if that's an option? Again, like, we had talked about an actual job posting board, but then somebody, then that's very labor-intensive.
Right, okay.
You know?
Definitely it can do that.
Yeah.
And Maya, to reach your students and Sissy, yours, just feed it through the career centers?
Yeah, you can send anything either to my email or just to careerservices@tamug.edu, and we post to our job page, and we have email distribution lists by major that we send out stuff to. I'm also starting a brand new initiative on campus. It's called our Recruiter Chats. Today is our very first one. But this is to just kind of give students some part-time work, seasonal work, volunteer opportunities, internships, things like that, just because at our career fair, most students are going in with the mindset of, I'm trying to find a career, and I don't want those, you know, industry partners to get overshadowed by that. So rather than have them do a part-time job fair like we used to do in the past, I'm having them come in a series, and they're setting up right in front of the cafeteria. So as students come in for lunch, they're able to talk to those employers and everything.
Okay. Do you have a schedule for those?
I have a schedule. I don't have it on me right now, but I'm more than happy to share that. It's kind of a rough schedule right now. We're still taking in people.
Sure.
February's kind of booked, and March is a little bit crazy because we do have our career fair in the middle of all of it, but we definitely need people for April for sure, as that kind of gears up a few for March, and definitely same for April. So.
Okay. Yes, if you could share that even in a rough draft form. Different employers that would have that interest could, you know, get in touch with you to get on the schedule.
Yeah, I think right now we have, so today's starting off with our on-campus human resources department, just to talk about on-campus opportunities, and then we have Lagoon Fest Texas is coming, and then we also have Baywatch Dolphin Tours. They're going to come and speak at a table, so.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Career Center at the college?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Very good.
Okay, anything else on seasonal recruiting that this committee can do for the employers? Okay, next on the agenda is the committee work plan, and we're about halfway, I guess, about through this year. Next month, we're going to look at dual credit programs and enrollment, and I can bring a dual credit enrollment, but Ms. Enfield, will you have interest by then? Like, will students have put their declarations in at the high school so you can have an estimate of how many we would have next year? Or not till April?
I would say maybe both. You know, I could give you what we have at that point and then turn around and give more of a final, I think, in April. Just because I know that they'll also be, their plan is to go over to Central Middle School in March.
Okay.
So I know, like, after spring break, so I know that that whole group of kiddos won't be in the system as far as, you know, course selections and things until, you know, probably more like April.
Okay. But will the high school students be done? Because we don't, first years, we don't do dual credit. They don't do dual credit till second year.
Right. They should be.
Okay.
From my understanding.
Okay. So if it's possible, we bring a prelim report on that. The other thing that I want to say about the work plan is this is a new committee, year and a half in. You know, like last year, you know, everything we did was difficult because we'd never done it before. We threw it together, and so now we've done the VIP event twice, and you know, we'll change it up and improve it every year. I think that's pretty set. We got a good plan on the career fair and what we participate in, or not career fair, the eighth grade elective, and they have this. So when we get to the end of the year and we talk about next year's work plan, and we might want to say, what else do we want to do? Now we're very, everybody's busy and we don't want to put, you know, the full-time job, but the mission of the committee and what we're trying to do, when we get to the end and we think for the next year, we might say, well, we really probably should have done something in October, or we really should have done something else in April. So think about that, because I think especially after next year, our two major events, it's gonna be easy.
Easy.
Make some cookies. Susan brings everything out.
Dr. Matthews, if I may.
Yes.
Last month, he had asked about for me to find out about podcasts.
Okay.
And I brought some information just to distribute out about it. Some questions. I didn't know if you wanted to look at that now.
Sure, we got time.
Bring it out. Here, would you like to take one?
Yeah. I'm absolutely happy to
give
you
that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Try that. Let's see, we may be one short for this, so.
I think we're good.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just
handed
you one. Do you need one? Sorry. You don't have it memorized?
I know, right?
Okay, so refresh our memory about this.
We had spoke, I believe it was in the same vein of thought of like Facebook page, TikTok, something of that nature. The subject of podcast had come up, and I had been asked to see about that, investigate about that bit. So I spoke to Mr. Dudas. Of course, he's able and willing to be able to do it. In my doing some research, I found out there's 7 basic types of podcasts. We would want to determine in which context do you want it to be used. And then, of course, the following questions, where would the podcast be listed, like on Visit Galveston page, Galveston College, or CTE page, you know, where would it be listed, how would it be used type thing. The length, or they run anywhere from 3 minutes to 40 minutes are the very common ones. It depends, I know, right? That's a long time. But again, it depends on the, you know, the use for it. If this is something that's targeting career highlights, or if it's spotlighting career successes in the hospitality, you know, what is the purpose behind it? It would depend on who's our target audience. Is this something that's going to be to bring awareness to the general public about the importance of hospitality, the careers, the opportunities, things of that nature. And then how often do you want the podcast then? Those are the things that we would need to know to determine to be able to start putting it into play.
I think just to bring it back, the idea came about, and I think I was the one who presented it, but was the testimonials that from the VIP meaning we're so powerful, and we're like, well, how can we capture more of those and share them? Because we talk about doing like a little video, a compilation video, which we did, and it was beautiful.
It was well done.
But we were talking about like, it's hard to capture their attention for a video and for that long period of time to show, you know, these people's stories. Some people like to listen to podcasts while they're driving or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, or doing something else. So it's just an opportunity if they see a glimpse of that video and like, man, I'm going to hear more about the story, then they can go to the podcast and hear the whole testimonial. So it would be, my vision was just collecting testimonials from other people in the industry of their road through, you know, getting from where they started to where they are now.
So more like a little 3-minute right, and more of an informative.
And I'd say, I mean, it could be like one testimonial per deal or a couple. I don't know. It just, I think as a group, we should maybe try to decide on that or test some things. I don't know.
Well, I think the ones that Sherry and the students did with Chef Mary Bass and Lauren and Alex, mm-hmm. ones like that.
Well done. Very well.
And I like it when they're in their setting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long were those, remind me?
3 to 5 minutes at most. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They were short, to the point, but very personal.
And that would be a wonderful target for getting, because in our world today, everything's quick and do, and not only the teenagers, but even young adults into middle, I don't want to say middle age, but older.
Just adults.
Older young adults.
That shortness is enough to, get their attention, and then perhaps having maybe something follow up behind it that if they, like you were saying, more interested in it, they could get into more of a informative one instead of just a...
So what's our next step with this? How do we contact Mr. Dudas and set this up? Or
I think we have a perfect liaison right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. I mean, I would just need to know the answers to the questions, because these are the things that Mr. Dudas is going to want to find out, to know what we're doing. And then I, of course, need to come up with the next people to be interviewed. Or
so on here, do you know, can there be multiple pages? Because, you know, not everyone's going to probably go to visit Galveston, but probably the Galveston
College.
Whatever
the committee would decide how they want to use it.
It could be the same link. It would just be on different mm-hmm. avenues. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get to see the video, Marty, that was mm-hmm. done? Yeah. Yay.
And then, like a weekly, monthly, would we, you know, I don't listen to podcasts. Cry that long, I guess. But would you have like a monthly that's an overview of upcoming podcasts? That way people know that, you know, I want to listen to this career opportunity.
Well,
or,
and these are all questions that are not answered yet.
Works.
Well, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but 40 minutes, y'all lost me well before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm right now. I've already clicked off and moved on in my life. So, you know, I could see... The videos were 3 minutes, but the testimonies that were given at the VIP were about 5 or 10 minutes. And I think each one of those people had a fascinating story that we could easily do that to 12 to 15 minutes. So part of me sort of says, like, one at a time. Like, let's really, you know, Jeremy's resume. He went, he moved, and went, and he had to make some decisions, and then made his way back down to Galveston. So, would it be interesting to hear more of that story? Or we could... You know, so he is hotel restaurant management, and put him on with Mary Bass, who's culinary, mm-hmm. but also small business. I don't know, then probably Mr. Dudas, but I could see almost that they stand alone, just not 40 minutes.
Yeah. Right. Oh, right. So I thought, like, average 10 minutes, and you could focus on one person, and if you're doing it that way, you could do every week or every other week, roll it out. Mm-hmm. If you start doubling up, then we're going to go through people a lot faster.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Saying it's all going to depend on how many people we can get signed up for giving their testimonies.
Oh, no, the ones who are at the VIP, they're in. They just don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy's not here. So he's been in the minute, so we voted him. Right. Yeah, and we could come up with a series of questions that they don't have to follow as a script, but I think also their path is important. I think that's what they told. But maybe also, like, if you could give advice to a young adult or someone who's thinking of getting into the industry, and what are the 3 pieces of advice you would give them? And
yeah, I think we should develop talking points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And talk about what they do now. Not necessarily what a regular day looks like, because it's always different, but just like some of the key responsibilities that they have in their position.
And even have fun with it, like, what is the craziest experience you've encountered, you know?
Your best,
like,
story.
And the mindset of keeping it on a positive spin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
not,
how about...
Not chaotic, disastrous. Yeah. Let's keep it on a positive. Like, I got to meet this crazy celebrity kind of experience.
Okay, so how about if we do this, and I'm going to sort of volunteer James. James and I work on a list of questions, the ideas. And again, we don't want it to be a script. If whoever's speaking says that question doesn't pertain to me, I'll move on. But so it could be... And we'll bring it back to the committee at our next meeting, and then go from there. Okay.
So I guess the type of podcast would be a hybrid of interview and conversational?
Or solo, if they are just explaining their story.
Say, or we can already use Jeremy's and Chef Mary Bass. Those are already recorded.
All the
and ready
ones
to go.
That were the VP were excellent. They
yeah.
Really
yeah.
And yeah, yeah,
there's our
remember
beginning
the
ones right there. We
yes.
can
yeah.
have Dudas isolate each one of those to where we could each one be its own individual little podcast. There's your beginning right
that's,
there.
That's what I think.
And I think with Lauren, since she did both, well, and Chef Mary Bass did both,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could see if he could combine snippets from those or, you know, what would be the best way or different
yes,
ones.
Okay, so we will
great.
We'll put the podcast back on the next agenda.
Who's the target audience? Everyone. I mean, pretty much.
If you can breathe.
It is. I think that first one, well, I do think all of those are listed, but showcase careers, opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right, future agenda items, we're going to talk about the podcast. We're going to talk about dual credit enrollment and plans for next year and potentially a job fair at Bond.
The surprise job fair.
Or if not, how else we can get the employers' job opportunities out in front of it. And then hopefully you'll have a word by then by Kelly Tucson if we can create a page.
Page, right.
Okay.
And just because it was a job fair last year, don't feel pressured. If you think the in front of the cafeteria,
mm-hmm.
you know, is a better approach, say that. You know.
Well, that's where I just keep, like, I guess for myself, like, I mean, being so new to the island that, I mean, yes, I can say, okay, guys, we're going to have it on this day. Bring me your jobs. But it's like how to blast that out to the entire island that says, hey, we're going to have a career fair on this day. Sign up. Let me know if you want to have a table, if you want to bring people, you know, and that. Like, I mean, I'm sure that there's avenues that I could tap into, you know, as far as like Rotary and things like that. But you know what I mean? Other than that, I don't really know like how, I guess that's happened in the past.
I still have
the
emails from last year with everybody's email address, so I can forward it to you. I don't know if you have all of Paul's email stuff.
No.
But I can forward that to you and see if anybody
okay.
looks familiar.
Okay.
Yeah,
that'd
be Lodging Association.
Yeah,
I would say
associations
marketing.
Would be
yeah.
probably your best bet. Like, whoever's in charge of the associations can link it to all of their members and
or you can just
broadcast
do
it
for
it.
Us here.
That's what I'm saying. Use a committee
yeah.
because
right.
there gets Texas Restaurant Association. You're in the other Rotary Club, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what I mean. We can get it to both Rotary Clubs. We can get it out to any
yeah.
So we could start there, and then you know every one of my workforce program has an advisory committee, so I could send it to the advisory committee members that are employers and stuff. So I would start.
We could even link in the chamber. I'm sure Gina would be able to
mm-hmm.
spread it out
chamber
to all
members.
Of the chamber members. Mm-hmm. There's 1,000.
You got it
of them.
Right here. We take
so there's 1,000 chamber members.
And then Melanie Smith has everyone.
Well, that is
everyone.
True. I mean, I do get a new chamber letter every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah.
sometimes.
Every day.
I mean,
she doesn't want us to forget about it.
No. I don't think you could if you tried. But I do say, though, there are things that come up, and I'm like, oh,
good
okay,
to know.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, any other future agenda items that I forgot?
I think one, I don't know if it's necessarily an agenda item, but was feedback from the VIP event. We talked about collecting feedback from the attendees.
Yes, and I have sent that out and should have it back next week.
Okay,
cool. So, yeah.
Okay.
And I think we have successfully placed all three of your culinary students in internships.
Theoretically, yes. Lauren and I have been hit and miss.
She's a hot mess with all that. All the stuff she has going on.
And it's not 100% her because at one time I had received an email from our registrar telling me to withdraw this one student.
Oh dear.
And I'm like, so I let Laura know, I'm sorry, but he withdrew. But then I turn around the next day, He's at AIM. He's at a different school. He's still my student. He still has class with me. So I need to reconnect with him. I sent him an email.
And, I saw that.
But he's very excited about being in the spot.
Good.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
That's great.
Okay, we have a few minutes. Any announcements for the good of the order? Everybody wants to know. Kimberly, you got anything you want to announce out to anybody?
No, I don't have anything today. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Happy Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy Mardi Gras, but be safe too.
That's right. That's so true.
Exercise those livers.
Okay. If we have nothing else, we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
I was actually at a movie last week.
Thank you.
Last weekend for my daughter's cheer competition.
Oh, okay.
So y'all were very busy. Yeah. We love having cheerleaders and dance, but yeah,
There's a lot going on
there
out there.
I didn't stay there because, you know, I mean, I'm like, okay, I don't live that far to where I need to, you know, stay. But
the streets is very difficult.